Welcome to episode 211 of T-Doody-Goa Bookmakers. The fiction starts at around 3 minutes, so you might want to jump ahead if you want to hear just about the fiction. This week in the bookbinding era of my life, I made an A5 size notebook, blank notebook, with a red cover, a raised cover, red strap to keep it closed, a red bookmark to find your pages. The pages are numbered. There are 100, plus a few blanks. But it's graph paper. It's all graph paper. And the end papers are green. There is a front page with the words, "The future is you." But the rest of it is all graph paper. And it's A5 in size, as I said, and the outside is all red. Everything you can see except the pages is red. One problem I have with binding books is finding the width of the book board for the front and the back. This one turned out okay, but it's a struggle, and I don't understand why. I make the book covers, I make the text block, everything. But then when it comes to making the width of the book cover itself, I seem to have a trouble. Seem to have a problem trying to figure out what it should be. How long, how wide it should be so that I have proper edge on the other side, not the fore edge, but the spine, so that I can put a groove in it. I don't know why I'm having trouble with that. I guess I'll have to go look up some books to find out how wide it should be. I know how wide the spine should be. That's a combination of the thickness of the bookboard itself and the thickness of the text block. But I'm still trying to figure out the width of the cover itself, width of the bookboard for the back and for front and back covers. That's always a problem with me. I guess I'll have to do some more thinking on that. Although I've made quite a few books, and most of them, the covers are the proper size. I want to be more sure. That's my bookbinding accomplishment for this week. That was quick, wasn't it? And now a little self-promotion. If you go to YouTube and look up Te Durigawa Bookmakers, you'll be able to see some videos of books and bookmaking and whatnot and Kanazawa that I've put up and you can enjoy for free. And of course, if you go to tidodigawabookmakers.podbean.com, you'll be able to see this book that I've just described, the red graph paper blank notebook. I'll tell you what I've been doing on the setting stuff up for printing. I've been working on some novels and some other blank notebooks to make up. I've set them up on InDesign program. And as I'm setting them up, I'm editing a bit. So let's get into the editing or writing part of this podcast. The writing part is a little bit odder. I didn't make just one book. I am written on 3 books. I wrote on my action-packed conspiracy book. I wrote on my Giapon novel, which takes place in Spain in the 1600s. And I wrote on another book that takes place in modern day in the Democratic Republic of the Congo called Stealing November. That is what I have written. And I have written as I set them up on InDesign. So it's a combination of editing, adding, and rearranging. Because since I am trying to be a bookbinder, I would like to bind books. And I already have some novels on InDesign, so I will continue working on that. This is despite the fact that about 3 podcast episodes ago, I said I'm not going to start a new project until I finish the old projects. Well, Stealing November is from 2 years ago, and the action-packed conspiracy novel is from like 2 months ago, and Giapon is from like 2 or 3 years ago. I have to finish Giapon and the other one, Bochan's Bartender. That's part of a pentology that I really, really, really have to finish. Not necessarily have to, just really, really want to finish. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon, and enjoy life.